AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to AskPat 2.0. This is episode 1001. And for those of you who might remember episode 1000, which was a few months back, we've taken a little bit of a break. But I made a huge announcement about a brand new format here for AskPat. So if you're running through the archives here and you've gotten to this episode, you're used to the voicemails that are coming in, well, those are going to be a little bit different now. Moving forward, just as a recap, I'm actually doing a coaching session live, one-on-one. So this person is asking me not just one question and then I provide one answer, but it's a lot of back and forth, a lot of questions, a lot of coaching. And through this process, you are going to learn so much more, not just in terms of answers to very specific questions, but also just how one might be able to discover what the problems are, the real, true, deep problems are in their business, so we can tackle those things. And I want you to consider what questions I might ask you. And by the way, if you want me to interview and coach you here on this show, just like you're about to hear with Gianna, who is our very first coaching student here on Ask Pat, if you want to be coached by me as well, just head on over to AskPat.com and you can ask. Actually, sorry, I was going into my usual bit. You can apply to be coached here on the show, just like you'll hear in this episode today. But before we get to that, I do want to give a big shout out to FreshBooks, who has decided to continue to sponsor this show despite the new format. Actually, they're really excited about it, just as excited as I am, because I know this is going to be even more high value for everybody listening. And speaking of high value, I want to put FreshBooks in your brain, and you should check it out because it is seriously one of the best pieces of software that you can get to help you manage your business finances, from your income to your expenses, and especially invoicing. If you do any coaching of any kind where you're actually asking a person to pay you for your precious time, if you are doing any consulting, if you are billing anybody for any reason, you should be doing it through FreshBooks because it makes it very simple. Literally in less than 30 seconds, you can send a professional invoice out. And not only that, you're able to keep track of not just who's paid you, but also who has even yet to open those invoices, so you could properly follow up with those people and get paid like you should. So please check them out. If you want to check them out and add them to your database of tools that you will be using and that will help you back, FreshBooks.com/AskPat, and just please make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. FreshBooks, thank you so much again for sponsoring. You guys are amazing and big supporters of the show. Everybody, go check them out, FreshBooks.com/AskPat, and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, so the way these coaching calls are going to work is I'm not even going to really introduce to you what this person does, because they're going to do that a little bit at the beginning, but it's just going to be like you're a fly on a wall listening to two people talk, one person coaching the other. I'll see you on the other end, but this is Ask Pat with Gianna from Minnesota. Gianna, thank you so much for coming on Ask Pat. Appreciate you being here.
We're so excited. We, meaning me, but I'm also a part of a team. So I've got two other people that are part of my company.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing what they think about this too. Now, really quick, before we get into, you know, the coaching session here, tell us about yourself and your business a little bit.
Well, I am a mom and a wife. I've got four kids, and a long time ago, I tried to figure out a reason to blog, and finally settled on the idea of doing a hyperlocal site so that we can be a resource, like a one-stop shop for people to come and find out all the great stuff happening on around town. So I wasn't the only one who decided that this was a good idea. As I was trying to figure this out, I ran into a couple of other ladies, and we decided to combine forces and create this synergy. And now there's three of us on the team, co-owners of our company, and we've been doing this about 5 years, and people are really responding and loving having one place to go to find great stuff to talk about their, or to do things with their kids.
I love that. What is the URL, if you don't mind sharing it?
Oh, sure. It's my company is Family Fun Twin Cities, and so it's www.familyfuntwincities.com.
And it's obviously in Minnesota, and it's there to help the community there come together and, you know, do activities together as a family, correct?
Yep, exactly. We're in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Fantastic. And so let me ask you the first question. What's on your mind related to all this?
Well, I tend to get overwhelmed, and so I would like to just kind of chat about how do I serve our clients without killing myself? I feel like once, like, I want to serve them, and I am working hard at serving them, and we have great relationships with them. But I also feel like I'm kind of killing myself by doing, like, all these different things for each different person or each different client.
Anything else?
Also, I was wondering if we could, like, if there's, I need some help streamlining, just kind of making it so it's not so each individual client gets their own special thing. And then maybe scaling it so that I could maybe help others do this and I can step away so I don't have to do it all.
Can you describe your client? You mentioned them a couple times. What is a typical client like for your business?
Our clients are generally, well, they are local business owners. Usually there's something to do with families or kids. We've got clients. There's a museum in town that loves working with us. We've got, I'm trying to think of some of the other ones. Some of this will be like cleaned up, right?
Maybe, maybe not. Okay. I don't know. No, this is what I love about Ask Pat, this new format. And obviously, for those of you listening, you know this is the first of several of these kinds of coaching calls. It's real life, right? And I think people can resonate with, you know, things like this. And first of all, I love the laser noises because that's just, I do the same thing when I'm thinking. I'm like, shoop, 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 like blowing up little mini ships. But no, you're doing fantastic. So your clients, when you mean clients, it's not necessarily the most of the traffic that's coming to your website that you're talking about. What is it really that you're talking about?
Right. Our clients are usually businesses around town. I just made a list of all the stuff that we do. And now I lost you. Are you still there?
I'm still there.
Okay, I'm back. Okay. Yes. It's local businesses like toy stores and coffee shop. Well, I want a coffee shop. That would be fantastic. No, we have a coffee shop and museums and toy. Did I say toy stores? Lots of things like that. So, yes, they are not necessarily our readers. We have a ton of readers that come to our site for free information, kind of like your site. And that's how we want to keep it.
Okay.
But we also want, we don't want to annoy our readers because we want them to keep coming back. But we also want our clients who are trying to get in front of our readers. Because really, I think our product is our audience. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, that's the, if your client is these businesses who are essentially paying you to get in front of these people who are on your website, then yeah, your product is your website and the people who are on it. Because okay. If those things weren't there, they wouldn't pay you, right?
Right. Right.
So what would you say in your words to sum it up? Like, what is the real challenge that you and your partners have with this business right now?
The real challenge is, I don't want to say I don't want to say time management, but it's something like that. Maybe it's the scaling. Maybe it's, I think the real problem is products, like making products that work for everybody so that I don't have to keep reinventing the wheel every time we have a new client.
Okay. Well, let's walk through that process. I'm a new client with this wonderful coffee shop in town, and I want to get in front of this audience. Let's go through that process of how you would onboard me right now.
Okay. So the first thing I would do is, it would probably be over email for a while.
Okay.
Is send you a list of our packages. And we have some good packages. There's just a simple sidebar ad. There's like sponsoring our season or a month or, you know, things like that where they're on there more.
How are you sending that package to me?
On a Google Doc, basically.
Okay. So it's a Google Doc. It's already made. And yep. I just get access to it to see what I have available.
Right.
Okay. What's next?
And then you tell me what you're most interested in. And then you would haggle with me for a price, and then we would come to a price, we'd send you an invoice, and we would go from there. And okay. Once the invoice was paid, we'd set you up or, you know, make it happen on the site.
Now, that sounds like a pretty clear onboarding process. It didn't take you very long to kind of reiterate kind of what happens to me. Now, I'm curious that within this process, what is the most time-consuming thing for you?
You know what? It might not be the onboarding process that's kind of tricky, but the most time-consuming probably is the back-and-forth emails.
The back-and-forth emails.
Yeah, for that. I think it's the follow-up. Like, I'm very much like, I want to make them happy. I want them to have a good experience. I want them to really benefit from the opportunity to work with us. I don't want it to be a once and done, and, you know, I want to take care of them.
I love that. And that just shows you really care about these clients, which is always great, because if they can see that you're caring, well, they're going to want to continue to work with you. So I'm curious to know, how are you helping them feel special right now?
Well, one of the ways that we do it is we keep track of like the clicks to their site.
Okay.
We keep track of how many page views there are. I kind of just keep trying to touch base with them here and there. And then the other thing that we just started doing is on a local news channel here, I've been able to pretty regularly get on. And so instead of just featuring FFTC, which is what we call it for short, mm-hmm. We do feature us, but I bring on some of our clients, and we've like, I make the segment about something that they're an expert about.
Great. I love that. Those are things that I would definitely love if I was this client that you're talking about. Do you have, let's see, that process of the follow-up and making that client feel special, how is that done internally? Is there a system in place to make that happen, or is it kind of just a kind of do it as you go kind of thing? Tell me about that a little bit.
I think it's a do it as you go. I did try to have a system and then I dropped it. That's kind of my MO, is like, I try, and then it's just not working great. And I kind of drop it down and kind of have to put a little more margin in my life. And so something usually goes, but it's usually pretty lately for the past probably 4 months, it's been just very individualized. So I don't have a process. And I think that's part of my problem.
Okay, so let's talk about that a little bit. Actually, going back to the fact that you've tried this before, to me, it seems to be obvious that you know that this is the part that needs to be kind of updated and changed, and you've tried that before.
Right.
What didn't work about that?
I don't think I've found time to like do the research that I needed to do, like going back and getting the numbers and then taking the time to send out a nice email that said, this is how it looked. And if it didn't look good, like if there was some page that didn't get a lot of views, I would always feel like, you know, I'd have to apologize or, I don't know, do something that you say, and we're planning on keeping you on this page for a certain month. You know, we didn't get the results we wanted, so we're planning on keeping you on this page a little longer or something. Sure. To that effect. I feel like it's very... I want to take care, like I've said this, I want to take care of people, but I also feel like it's kind of stressing me out because I feel like the weight of everything of my clients' success lands on me.
Mm-hmm. What kind of expectations are you giving them up front in terms of results?
I don't know if I'm giving them any expectations. I think we're giving them we have over 200,000 plus page views per month. We're giving
awesome.
Them that. I know. We love it. We're so excited. and we give them like our Facebook stats. 200,000 plus page views is the whole site.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the one page. So that's kind of where I'm, if they don't even get somewhere near that, because some pages don't do that because they're not as excited about, you know, if people need that information, but they don't go there as often.
Now, if you were a client and you saw that you had a page that maybe wasn't performing as initially expected, and remember, you're the client, what would make you mm-hmm. still feel great about continuing to work with that company?
Communication. I think if they were keeping track of us and, you know, checking in with us frequently. which doesn't help the fact that I'm trying to like not individualize everything for me. I think communication would be the best form of, you know, care.
I agree. I think communication is obviously, people want to know that no matter what the results are, that you are at least paying attention to what's happening, mm-hmm. and perhaps offering some suggestions on how things could be improved. For example, I can imagine as a client, you can come to me and say, hey, you know what? You know, we put this banner ad on this page. It's not performing like I want it to perform for you. So there's a few things we can do here, and you can have this kind of list written out beforehand. And that would be something okay. like, number one, we can change the image on the ad for you or the ad copy. And here are some suggestions. You can come back to us when you're ready with a brand new image if you'd like, and we can replace that and try that the next month. So do you see okay. how now I am kind of helping to coach that person through, okay, well, let's kind of work together to improve this versus here are your numbers and that's that, right?
Yeah, but I do like that.
We'll get into the communication scalability in just a minute. Another thing that would be great is, if just even in between those reports, I don't know how often those reports come out, but even just an email that says, hey, coffee shop, like just wanted to say, you know, thank you again for being a client here and, just looking out for you. Do you have anything that I can do for you? And just that question alone, most of the time people are going to say no, but you know, thank you for checking in. And it's just keeping you top of mind. With the fact that you are there, you know they are there, you're communicating with them, and just opening up lines of communication in case there was something wrong so that you could potentially fix it sooner than later when it's too late and you lose them as a client. So
okay.
I'm not sure if you're doing that already, but little check-ins like that help. Now, here's the big challenge. How do you manage all this communication between all these clients? In your words right now, how are you managing it currently?
There isn't any like that. Except for an occasional, this is what's happening, or what are you doing? Or so I think maybe a more intentional email asking them, right?
Do you have them on an email list?
I've been thinking about this. Are you talking about like an email list, like what we would do for our readers, only it would be for our clients?
Yes. Do you have an idea of why that might be helpful?
Because then I can send one email to all of them individualized that says, hi, how are you doing?
Yes. And so let's keep going here. What are some things that you know, based on your experience speaking to your clients already, that you pretty much share in every single email that you send out to them?
I don't think I send anything out that I wouldn't send. Hi. I think that'd be about the where, hi, how are you doing?
Okay. So the emails are still individual per right. that person's statistics. However, if you wanted to add on that email that says, hey, clients, here's some news that's going on that might be helpful for you. Here's some new packages you can get involved with. Here are some things that are working. Here are some things that are not. Or just, hey, checking in with you. That way, it's not an individual email, but just one email that you send one time to all those people that essentially acts as just a, hey, we're here, we're thinking of you kind of email. So in your mind, how does that feel to you?
That just made me like my blood pressure drop.
Good. Like, that's kind of what we're yeah. trying to do here. That's great. Okay. And let's talk about these. Okay. So let's say we set that in place, which will help you save time and hopefully save clients over time as well. With these individual emails that go out to these clients, tell me how you're crafting them. Like step by step.
Well, we have a CRM that doesn't work super fantastically. So I kind of ditched that just because it really wasn't working. Like technically wasn't even loading my emails.
Well, that's not good.
I know. So what we did when it was working, that's kind of on our list for the New Year's meeting that we have. But what I would do is I would create a template and then I would just fill in the template for each client. And then I would like erase the little jibber jabber at the top and I would just totally individualize it just for them saying, I hope, you know, like, I hope this season, whatever the season was, maybe it's like baby shower season was fantastic for you. We know that we had lots of babies in our, you know, like I would just kind of chit chat, like
real life. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. Now, having a template is really important. And even if you do not have a CRM, sending emails out that have some sort of structure that you know that you're going to send emails out from already anyway is really helpful. You can copy paste something into an email to make it easy for you. You can even copy and paste some text that says intro here, stats here, this here, and close here, or the closing can be the same all the time. That way it just, again, cuts out that time. And I'm curious, when do you send these out?
Usually it's when I did do it, it was the month after. So the goal, so let's say they were a client for September. The goal would be that I would get it out to them by like the first Friday of October. Sometimes it kind of morphed and was more of the middle of October, but I tried to be somewhat timely about it.
What would help you make it a little bit easier for you to do this?
Somebody else. Maybe I can ask one of my teammates to do it.
I mean, that's not a bad idea. If this is really something that's stressing you out a little bit, and maybe you know that your time is better spent elsewhere, perhaps somebody else can do this kind of work, which would just include taking some numbers, putting them in an email, and crafting some sort of personalized intro. That can be the case. Have you ever considered batch processing in terms of, you know, spending perhaps even just one day a month knowing going into that day that, okay, this is what's going to happen, and maybe even having your whole team work on that same day to crush a third each to make it easier on yourselves? Batch processing for me has been a game changer when it comes to things like recording podcasts or, you know, those kinds of things where, you know, I have to do a lot of them. When I do them all within a short period of time, a lot of people know that Tuesday is my day for recording podcasts. I go into that day knowing, okay, I'm going to bang through all this. And then I exit that day with, wow, okay, I'm done for the rest of the week. For you, it might be, okay, I'm done for the rest of the month. Would that mess up the systems that you're doing right now, or would that perhaps make it a little easier to get into?
That might be really helpful, just because each Anne, Joy, and I, each of us have our own completely different strengths, and I am not good with the details, but I know that our clients need the details, but I am like the client person. That is like my job is community and client relations. Like that's my job. And so it might be awesome to ask Joy, who is our administrative executive, literally, say, can you get these numbers for me and even just send them to me by this date? And then I don't have to go in and do that part. And then I can craft the email because I like the email. I want them to hear me, you know, because I'm the face of the company for them.
Yes, I agree with that. And that's a really smart thing to do, to kind of hand off the stuff that you don't like to other people who maybe may actually like it and who may be better and faster at those things. In what format would those numbers best be given to you to make it even easier for yourself?
Probably, even if it's, whether it's in our Trello system or in a Google Doc or an email, any three of those, any one of those three, it would just have to be the same one every time. And she could do whatever she wanted to that way, as long as it's the same.
Yeah, see, it seems like you already kind of have some ideas on what can already be done to improve that situation.
Right.
And imagine when you say yes to doing it this way and time opens up a little bit because of it, what are you're obviously going to be less stressed and perhaps just have a lot easier time doing this. What might that extra time allow you to do even beyond all this?
Plan our TV segments, which I need to be good if they're going to be in front of people. And so that we can get invited back. So yeah, that would be helpful. Okay. And if that's for a client, then really, I really want it to be good, right?
Right.
I mean, yes, I do.
So the way that you just shared it with me, that's how I would share it with your team too, in terms of like why this is important, what this can potentially do. And that way you're all kind of working together, not to make your life easier. I think it's important to make your life easier, right? But we don't want to pitch it as, hey guys, you're like, I'm really stressed out, so I'm going to give you all this work.
Right. Oh, yeah, no.
And I'm not saying that you would normally do that, but I've noticed that when this kind of thing comes up, people forget how to position it when they're telling other people to do stuff. So what I'm saying is position it the way you just told me. When you share it with your team, that way they can get behind it too. And as a byproduct of you having less work to do with finding the numbers and individualizing these emails, and again, creating these systems, which you will learn over time how to make them even more streamlined, it's going to be better for your clients because you're able to prepare for the TV shows, like you said, and better serve them, keep them on longer, and ultimately it'll just help the business in whole.
Ah, I feel so much better. I can't wait to like do this. Like, I'm so excited.
So tell me what of this was useful for you? I want to make sure we recap and you have me, you tell me kind of what you learned here.
What was useful is sending one email via an email list, which we have, but not for our clients. So now we need to add a client email list. We need to, and I need to kind of batch process everything for the whole team and make it a whole team thing and not just a Gianna's in charge. We'll just let her do it herself. And they're not trying to do that. That's not their goal at all. And then to ask for help so that we can keep growing. To ask for help with even just the small details of the one thing of getting the numbers.
Just well done. I mean, you coached yourself essentially. You're the one that came up with those things.
Well, this is going to be an easy show for you then, isn't it? From here on out.
I just have to add, now it's not Ask Pat, it's Pat Asking.
Pat Ask 2.0.
Hey, Gianna, this was amazing. It seems like you got a lot of great value out of this, and I'm sure that a lot of people listening have as well. One more time, where can people go and check out the site so they can perhaps see some of these changes over time?
We are at www.familyfuntwincities.com, and we're on Facebook, and we're on Instagram and Twitter.
Awesome. We'll put a link to the show notes for you. Appreciate you and your family. Thank you so much for trusting me with this and being the first version of Ask Pat 2.0. You rock and just, you know, get that work done.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. I hope you enjoyed that episode of Ask Pat. What'd you think? Let me know what you think. Actually, if you wanted to give me a shout out on Twitter, just to let me know, use the hashtag Ask Pat. That'd be awesome. And I will just discover it and see what you think, because this is a brand new format for me. It's definitely a brand new format for you, but this is the one we're going to move forward with here in 2018. And you know, maybe we'll make a change later on. But for now, I really do feel like, based on this conversation and all the other great coaching sessions that have already been recorded and are waiting to be published, if you enjoy this, please let me know. Please subscribe to the show as well. This is going to be huge, I believe, if we can get the support from even more people listening, because it's not just about me helping people like Gianna and all the other people who have submitted applications. And as a reminder, you can submit your application to potentially get coached by myself and be featured here on Ask Pat if you go to askpat.com. But that's not what it's about. It's about the ripple effect of somebody learning something so they can apply it in their business too from these conversations. Because imagine all the amazing conversations that are happening all the time that we never get to hear. This is opening up that box for you, and I hope you enjoy it. Please subscribe to the show. You can apply at askpat.com if you want to get coached. And again, one more time, thank you to FreshBooks for sponsoring this show, because FreshBooks is a lifesaver for me because they help me manage my business finances. I've been using them for quite a while now, especially with billing and invoicing. Like I said, it just makes it super simple, and it's just one of my favorite tools. So go ahead and check them out. If you want to get a 30-day free trial and check them out, go to freshbooks.com/askpat and just make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Sweet. Thanks again. My name is Pat Flynn. I'm here to help you make more money, save more time, and help more people. And I'll see you next week in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye for now.